Hey everyone, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you're anything like me, sometimes your emotions feel like a runaway train whooshing through your mind, leaving chaos in their wake. Ever feel like your feelings are hijacking you, taking the wheel of your day and deciding where it goes? Trust me, I've been there. But guess what? We can take back control even in the heat of the moment. Today, we're diving into some awesome mindfulness techniques that will help you manage those emotions like a pro. Think about it. Life is full of ups and downs, right? We're bombarded with information, deadlines, social pressures. It's no wonder our emotional tank can sometimes run on empty. But learning to navigate these emotional waves isn't about suppressing feelings or pretending they don't exist. It's about developing the awareness to ride them out gracefully without letting them toss you around like a leaf in a hurricane. Here are five key takeaways that will help you become an emotion management ninja. Number one, recognize the signs. Ever notice how your body reacts when you're feeling overwhelmed? Your heart might race, your stomach might do flips, or maybe you just get this tight feeling in your chest. Paying attention to these physical cues is like getting an early warning system for your emotions. It's like your body saying, "Hey Laura, something's brewing here. Let's take a step back." Number two, name that emotion. Don't just say, "I feel bad." Be specific. Are you feeling anxious? Frustrated? Overwhelmed? Putting a label on it can help you understand what you're dealing with and make sense of it. It's like giving your feelings a category, no more vague, swirling chaos, just clear, concise emotional labeling. Number three, take a mindful pause. Here's where the magic happens. When you feel those emotions bubbling up, take a few deep breaths. Focus on your surroundings, and simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on that runaway train. You're not ignoring the emotion, you're acknowledging it, allowing it to exist without letting it control you. Number four, find an emotional release. Now that you've acknowledged those feelings, let's find a healthy way to express them. Go for a walk, write in a journal, listen to music, whatever helps you release the pent-up energy and process those emotions constructively. It's like giving your feelings a safe space to land and eventually dissipate. Number five, practice self-compassion. This one is crucial. Remember, everyone feels emotions intensely at times. Be kind to yourself, give yourself grace, and know that it's okay to not be okay sometimes. It's all about treating yourself with the same understanding and care you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. Think about that stressful meeting you had last week. You were feeling on edge, right? Maybe your heart was racing, your palms were sweating, and you just wanted to escape. But instead of letting those emotions take over, what if you had taken a moment to pause, breathe deeply, and simply acknowledge the feeling without judgment? Maybe after that meeting, instead of venting to your coworkers about how awful it was, you took a walk outside, listened to some calming music, or even just spent a few minutes journaling about your experience. By using these mindfulness techniques, you could have transformed that stressful situation into an opportunity for self-awareness and emotional regulation. Remember, managing emotions isn't about becoming emotionless, it's about learning to navigate them with awareness, grace, and a whole lot of self-compassion. These mindfulness techniques are like tools in your emotional toolbox. Use them whenever you need to regain control, find clarity, and ultimately create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. So go ahead, try these out. You might be surprised at how much they can empower you to handle those challenging moments with newfound confidence. And remember, if you found this helpful, share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the love of mindfulness and emotional well-being together. Until next time, stay mindful and keep detoxing those overthinking tendencies.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.